The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim was the only survivor from the Albatross. He was picked up by a destroyer on patrol, more dead than alive. However, his rugged constitution responded so quickly to rest, good food, and the best of medical care that in a short time he was up and about the ship. While sharing the captain's watch on the bridge, the lookout's warning cry told of a torpedo on the port bow. A deft split-second maneuver avoided the deadly missile, and like a greyhound, the destroyer was on its quarry, and one more sub had a one-way passage to the locker of Davy Jones. In the meantime, word of the sinking of the Albatross reached Shanghai Lil at Puerto Rico. And while talking to Kolo, he handed her a telegram.
Oh, Kolo, why didn't you give me this news the moment I came in?
Missy Lil don't ask Kolo.
Oh, do I have to ask you? You knew I thought Jim was lost to both of us.
Not have much chance to talk. Since you come in, Missy,
Only
have to listen. Missy little talk so much.
All right, Kolo, you win. I talk too much. But right now, I could scream, turn cartwheel, stand on my ear, anything. He's safe, Kolo, alive and well. Our Jim.
Yes, Missy Lil.
Here, let me read that wire again. Jim requests you to fly to Ceylon at once. Give his best regards to Mr. Real. Signed, Colonel Barrett. Kolo, doesn't this give you a thrill?
Yes.
Oh, Kolo, I've been thinking so much about Jim, I'm not even polite anymore. How are you? How's that bullet wound?
Doctor fix fine. Not take bullet out, but all better now.
Oh, you mean that nasty bullet must stay in there in your shoulder?
Not stay in shoulder. Stop beside heart. Doctor say better stay. Someday come out by self. Bye-bye next year.
And it doesn't bother you?
No, Missy Lil. Maybe hard heart can stop bullet.
Oh, don't you try to kid Lil, Kolo. Hard heart. No, no. It's so large a heart. That's why the bullet came so near to it.
Missy Lil, we talk too much about Kolo. He all better now. What about trip to Ceylon? Meet Jim?
What about it? I'm going with you. That's what about it. Say, you had no idea that I wasn't going, did you?
Telegram say only for Kolo to fly. To you, it only regards.
Wait a minute. Is this a new version of the fancy brush-off? If it is, it won't work. It just won't work, no how. Kolo, we, that is you and me, are going to Ceylon.
Kolo, happy, Missy, for you to go Ceylon.
I'm going down to give that Jim Bradley a piece of my mind first. And second, I'm not to let him out of my sight ever again. Why, he gets into more messes when I'm not around than even he can shake a stick at.
Well, Missy Lil, plane for Ceylon, leave in 15 minutes.
Even if it left in 2 minutes, I'm ready and raring to go. I'm all packed. I was going to follow Jim to the east anyway when I heard this bad news.
Then we see Tuan Jim soon. Very soon, Missy Lil.
You're absolutely right, Kolo. The sooner the better.
Maybe not be good. Tuan Jim maybe not like.
In your tactful way, you mean I might not be as welcome as you. Well, be that as it may, that big lug needs me, whether he knows it or not. And he's going to get just that, whether he likes it or not.
Yes, Missy Lil.
Meanwhile, Jim has arrived at Ceylon and contacts Colonel Barrett at once.
Yes, sir. Well, I say wants to see the colonel.
Just say Jim Bradley.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bradley. Right this way, sir. The colonel will see you right now.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Jim Bradley. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Colonel. Fit as a fiddle.
Come in. Tell me all about yourself.
Now, thank you.
You know, Jim, I didn't know you were aboard the Albatross. Why, you could have knocked me over with a very small feather when your wire came from that destroyer. Even then, I couldn't be sure you'd been aboard her.
Well, I was, Colonel. And as far as I can find out, I'm the only survivor. The only one out of hundreds of crew and passengers. Of course, there's little satisfaction, but a certain poetic justice attached to the fact that Hacker O'Neill, the spy who gave away our position, went down with the ship. And the sub, which more than likely did the job, well, we sunk that, too.
I'd like to get a detailed report on the entire incident when you have time, Jim.
Well, that's a cinch, Colonel. I made one for the Navy Department. You can have a copy with any additional information you want. That is, if I have it.
Thanks, Jim. Who was this hacker person?
He was in the pay of the enemy. Never did find out his direct connection. He might have been working as a contact with Thorson. Must have had some connection, because he gave the signal to the submarine.
How did you discover who he was?
Pure chance, Colonel. Came across him having an argument with his wife. I helped her out as well as I could under the circumstances. Then later, she told me enough about him to cause me to watch him very closely.
And you caught him. Too bad it didn't happen sooner.
Well, let's see. That was on December 6th. Of course, I hauled him up to the captain, who clapped him in irons. But then, even though we didn't know, it was too late. He had gotten in his dirty work first.
Well, there's a good side to everything, Jim. You had decided to go east for a rest.
Yes, Colonel. I've been pegging away pretty steadily for the last few years now. I thought I was tired and due for a rest. Till I heard the news from the Pacific.
Bit of a surprise, Jim.
No, Colonel, not so much. It had to come. Only I didn't expect it so soon and so sudden.
Well, that's the way they do it. Quick, dirty, and below the belt. How would you like to get in on this show, Jim?
Like it? Why do you think I wired you? I want to go to work in any capacity.
And you know the East.
Well, as much as a white man can learn in a few years. The Orient gives up its secrets with some reluctance, Colonel.
Yes, I know, Jim. Now, what would you like to do, Captain Bradley?
Pardon me. What did you say?
I said Captain Bradley, United States Army. And I'm sure you heard it correctly. Read this.
Hereby appoint James Bradley to the rank of Captain, United States Army. Signed by the President of the United States. Why, Colonel, even though it's here in black and white, right before my eyes, why, I can hardly believe it.
Well, it's true, Captain, and I, for one, am proud to salute you. You deserve it, if anyone does.
Boy, where do we go from here?
Well, that I can't say just yet, Jim, but by the time you gather your equipment together, I think the orders will come through.
Well, I guess I can wait that long.
I'll have my orderly take you down to the tailor's to measure you for your uniform.
Oh, that's right. An officer furnishes his own.
Yes, and this tailor's a Chinese. Just let him alone. He'll do everything for you.
That's okay by me.
Yes, sir?
This is Captain Bradley, Corporal Mokreen.
How do you do?
I want you to take him to Lee Fong. Tell Lee to make him up a complete outfit and also tell him it's a rush order. Well, so long, Captain Bradley.
Goodbye, Colonel Barrett.
Good morning.
Hello, Lee. This is Captain Bradley.
How do you do?
Hello, Lee.
Welcome to very humble establishment of very unworthy tailor. How can Captain be served?
Well, Colonel Barrett says a complete outfit, and for every wrinkle in it, you'll get 3 days in the guardhouse and a week of KP extra.
Oh, so that's how you get good tailoring in the Army, eh?
The corporal always makes such story, but Lee, keep out of guardhouse, all same.
Lee's all right, Captain. He's the best tailor in the canal zone, too. Maybe that KP gag isn't such a bad idea after all. Keeps a lot of our boys on the straight and narrow, so why not a Chinese tailor?
You step up, please, Captain. Corporal, you ride down, please.
Yeah. Say, where's your honorable assistant?
He leave last month. Fly aeroplane now on Burma Road.
Well, in that case, I'll pinch hit for him, but you can't run this place alone, can you?
Oh, have new man come last week. Very good tailor. He not Chinese. He not speak English, too. Hold up, arm, please.
Okay.
Waist 30 and a half. Yoke 17. Neck 16. Chest is 42.
Hey. Hey, what's going on back there, Lee? The boy's giving a dance?
No, very busy.
Whoa. Whoever it is, they're serious about it.
Excuse me, sir. I see what they're doing.
Well, that sounds like a full-size riot in the making.
Funny guys, these are animals. They're not usually noisy except on New Year's.
Police!
One of those guys is running amok. Get out of the way, Captain.
Hey, you, put down that knife.
Don't attract his attention. He'll come after you.
But he'll kill Lee.
That's their way of playing.
That's not play. Hey, you!
Save me! Save me!
Lee dove right through the door.
Hey!
Let him go, he's crazy.
I get you now!
Now you've got him coming this way.
Let him come. Put down that knife or we'll shoot.
I get you!
Now he's throwing them things.
Oh, so you want to play, do you?
There! Here's another. Take that.
You got him.
Comping him with a flat iron, too. Boy, did you ever pitch in big leagues?
No. But what's good for a burn?
Burn?
Sure. Don't you think those irons were hot?
Holy hat. Gee, it almost burned the skin off your hand.
Oh, there is only one remedy for burn. Have ready in jiffy.
What's that?
Tea, plenty strong.
Yes, he's right. Contains lots of tannic acid.
Here, Captain. Here you are.
All right. Oh, that feels cooling. Say, why don't you keep a holder handy, Lee?
Yes, I will do always now.
Well, what about your boyfriend?
Oh, him? He's all right. Got a crease in his skull from that iron, but he'll live to serve his sentence. He knocked off two guys in the back room. They'll give him life, manslaughter.
Hmm. Glad you had that tea ready, Lee.
You like a bandage?
Yeah, just a light one.
What, more customers at a time like this?
Tuan Jin.
Kolo, when did you get here?
Colonel Barrett sent wire to come at once.
Tell me, how's Lil?
She's fine, you big lummox. Well, I guess nothing permanent can ever happen to you, Jim. You're unsinkable.
Something permanent almost happened to him just now, lady.
What?
A guy ran amok, killed two fellas in the back room. If it wasn't for Captain Bradley, he'd have gotten us, too.
Did you say Captain Bradley?
Yes, lady.
Captain Bradley? Oh, Jim.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.